notices that throughout the parasha, from the beginning, in the middle, and until the end, very frequently we mention Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. The problem is that we know Yerushalayim is never mentioned in the Torah. Why is it that whenever the Torah refers to the Mokom HaMikdash, when it refers to Yerushalayim, so it says the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose. Why not just tell us what the place is? Hara Maria, the mountain, tell us where it is, what it is. What's the secret that the Rabbeinu Shalom is keeping from us, that it always says that it's a place that the Rabbeinu Shalom will choose? Why not mention it by name? So, in fact, the Rambam does ask this question in Meir Nevuchim. The Rambam argues as follows. The Rambam says, this is well discussed by the Rabbeinu Bechaya in this week's parsha. Rambam says, "Ve'ein sofik etzli." There's no question. Gam kein shehamokom asher yichdu Avram ben Nevua hayu yedua etzal Moshe Rabbeinu etzal Rabbim. There is a mesora, a tradition in Klal Yisrael, what the Mokom HaMikdash was, that it was in Yerushalayim and where the Har HaBayis was. Shavram tzivo isam shiyezeh beis avoida kamoshe beram etargim. Ve'amru plach v'tzali Avram tamav. We see that Avram daven there. V'asher lo hisbara b'torah v'lo nizgar b'frat. So then why, in fact, if they knew what it was, why didn't the Torah mention it explicitly? Avol ramazala v'amar asher yivchar Hashem. Yesh bay etzli shalosh chachma. Says the Rambam, there are three reasons why the Torah doesn't mention it explicitly. Ha'achas mehen shalo yachziku bo ha'umos v'ilachmu alav milchama chazaka. Words which are very, very timely. So that the Ummas Ha'olam don't know what it is, and they won't start fighting us for it. Because if it mentioned it in the Torah, the holiest place in the world, so of course everyone's going to want a piece of it. Even though it didn't mention it in the Torah, still we see everyone wants a piece of it. Allah has kama v'kama. Now, if it would have mentioned it. That's reason number one. K'she yedu shezeh makum in ha'aretz u'tachlis ha'Torah. That this is the holiest place in the world. Of course, they're going to fight over it. V'hashenis, the second reason. Shelo yafsidu mishuhu biyodem atem. Because a person's going to come and destroy it if they know this is the holiest place for the Jews. The Hashlish is the third reason, says the Rambam. And this, I believe, is the best reason, the strongest reason. Because every Shevet's going to argue for it. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom, in order to avoid machlokes, in order to avoid that the Shevatim will fight each other over it, he doesn't mention it. Be'ilam Shem, he doesn't mention it. Akidei Kach, that we see when it became time, it wasn't 100% clear. They had to go to the Navi, as we'll see soon, that they had to go to the Navi to decide to see exactly where that was, that where the place that Hashem is going to choose it, where is the place Asher Yivchai Hashem. So they went to the Navi, it wasn't 100% clear. Why did the Torah just mention it? The Rambam gives us three reasons why the Torah doesn't mention the Mokom HaMikdash. There's a fascinating idea by Reb Reuven Katz. Reb Reuven Katz was the Rav of Petach Tikva. His son, I believe, Reb Michal Katz, was a Rosh Yeshiva. He was Nifter already many years ago. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. Reb Reuven Katz argues as follows. Reb Reuven Katz says a brilliant idea. He says that we know, if you take a look in the Gemara as well as the Rambam, that the Gemara tells us that if a mountain or something of that nature, something which is mechubra lakarka, something which is part of the terrain of the world, is serviced as avodah zarah, someone bows down to a mountain, someone bows down to a building, something of that nature, so the Gemara says it doesn't become aser. Whereas normally something which is considered to be avodah zarah becomes aser. It's aser b'hana. One can't partake in it, one can't use it, one can't benefit from it. When it comes to something which is mechubra lakarka, it comes to a tree, it comes to something which is the ground itself, haharim itself, so the haharim itself, says the Gemara, even though it's mutter b'hana, it's aser to use for spiritual things. It's also to use for a service of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what the Gemara tells us in Meseches Avodah Zarah. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Avodah Zarah as well. You can't use things which were used in the service of Avodah Zarah. You can't use it for the service of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, argues Reb Reuven Katz, why was it, in fact, why is it that the Torah doesn't tell us the place of the Mokom HaMikdash, explains as follows. The Yerushalmi says that if that's the case, if it's the case that you can't use the mountain as that mountain that was serviced in Avodah Zarah, you can't use that for the service of the Ribbono Shel, how is it that they ever found a place which was ra'i for the Beis HaMikdash? After all, don't they have to be choshesh? Don't they have to be concerned that perhaps the mountain was used for Avodah Zarah? There was Avodah Zarah rampant throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael. There was Avodah Zarah in every mountaintop, says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. You have to be careful that there was Avodah Zarah everywhere. So how is it, asks Tosfos, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that they found anything that was ra'i for the Makom HaMikdash? Answers the Yerushalmi, that's why they had to use a Navi. The Navi came, the Navi wasn't just there to tell them where the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the Makom HaMikdash. They could have figured out where a good place to keep the Makom HaMishkan was. Says the Yerushalmi, they needed the Navi to tell them which mountain wasn't service, wasn't worshipped in Avodah Zarah, wasn't used for Avodah Zarah. But perhaps if the Torah would have come and told us which was the mountain, that mountain certainly would have been used. All the Ummas HaOlam would have come and tried to use that mountain as Avodah Zarah, try to do their service on it. So why the Torah keep it? In order to maintain, to be sure that no one would ever know what that mountain was. No one knew what that mountain was. Therefore, the Torah is sure that no one ever came and used it in the service. Comes the Navi and says, you want a mountain for the Avodah Hashem? There's only one mountain that wasn't used for Avodah Zarah. The Navi comes and tells David HaMelech, that's the mountain, Har HaMoriah was the one mountain that hasn't been used. Based on this explanation comes Rav Reuven Katz and brilliantly explains the psukim in this week's parsha. The psukim say as follows: Abei ta abdun es kol hamikoymos asher avdu sham hagoyim asher atem yershim osam es Eloheihem. Go and destroy any vestige of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Kenaan. They serviced everything. They have bezbechos all over. They have altars all over. They have things, service Avodah Zarah all over the place. Go, says Ribbono Shel Olam, go and destroy it. Al Hehorim, on the mountains, Haramim, the tall mountains, Val HaGvoyos, the valleys, Visachas, Kol Eitz, Ranan. Vinitats them es Mizbechoseim, go destroy the Mizbechos. Vishibartem es Matzevosem, Vashereim, Tisrifun Be'esh, destroy everything, destroy all of it. Ufisile Eloheim, Tigadeun. Vi'ibaditem es Shemom min Hamokam Ahu. Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us a tzivoy. We get into Eretz Canaan. We destroy Avodah Zarah. Get rid of any remnant of the Avodah Zarah. Then the pasuk says something very interesting. Lo yisasum kein laHashem Elokeichem. This destruction due to Avodah Zarah, but don't do to the Ribbono Shel Olam your God. Okay, destroy Avodah Zarah. Never do such a thing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the pasuk says, "Ki emel ha-makoyim asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem l'shum shemo sham l'shichno sidrashu v'aser shama." Because there's going to be a place called Har HaMoriah, Beis HaMikdash, where you're going to come do the Avodah. Ask the ruling cats, what does one have to do the other? Destroy all the Avodah Zarah. Don't destroy any Mizbeach or any place of worship for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Never destroy a Beis HaMikdash Chalil or a Beis HaKnesses. Never let it destroy. And there's going to be a place where you're going to do the Avodah. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? There's going to be a place where we're going to bring Karbanos? What does that have to do? Now we have a tzivoy not to destroy anything. What do you have to tell us? All out of nowhere. Ki imel ha-makoy me-shiyivchar Hashem. There's going to be a place called Har HaMoriah where the Beis HaMikdash is. Explains Reuven Katz. No, it follows very beautifully. It's exactly one after the other. The Torah is coming to tell us that we have to destroy any Avodah Zarah. And we can never do such a thing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But since we have to destroy Avodah Zarah, and we're not allowed to keep that intact, so you're going to say, I have no place to do our Avodah, because every mountain was worshipped. Every mountain became Avodah Zarah. No, there's one place where the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to tell you has never been serviced and have never been used in Avodah Zarah, and that mountain you'll be able to use in your construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki im ela makoyim asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem, lasum eshemoy sham. Over there, you can be certain the Navi will tell you it's never been used at Avodah Zarah. According to his, why did the Torah never tell us the place? Because, not like the Rambam, that it was going to be, the Ummah Sa'ilim were going to come and try to capture it, but on a spiritual level, they would have used it in their service of their deities, of their Avodah Zarah, that would have made it usher for the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a fascinating pshat from Rav Nosson Adler along these lines. Again, it doesn't work exactly with this. Who's Rav Nosson Adler? Rav Nosson Adler is probably one of the most enigmatic figures in all of our history. Rav Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Very enigmatic person. We have almost no writings from Rav Nosson Adler. A few ha'aras on Mishnayos, and maybe one tshuva, which is included in the tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has things to say about him. Kimmalach, literally, I'm quoting from the Chassam Sofer, Kimmalach Hashem Tzivokos. He was like a Malach Hashem. He quotes him, when he quotes him, he was a Talmud of the Haflos, the Chassam Sofer. But when he quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, Moiri V'Rabbi HaKoyen HaTzedek, Reb Nosson Adler was to the Chassam Sofer, he was Kimmalach Hashem Tzivokos. He writes in a tshuva, I believe it's Kut Sadi Zayin, a tshuva in Tshuva Chassam Sofer, where he says, I've seen many times that my Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Tzedek Gadol, has done miracles in front of my eyes using the Shem Hashem. The Rav Nosson Adler was a tremendous, tremendous figure. We don't have anything from him because he believed very strongly that you're not allowed to write Divrei Torah unless there's a tremendous tzorech. After all, Torah Shedal Peh is only Eis Lasos LaShem HaFeirusecha, only if it's necessary. He was confident that he would remember what he needed to remember. Wasn't so confident that other people needed to know his Torah. Therefore, he never wrote any of his Torah. That's why we have very little from Nosson Adler. Says Rav Nosson Adler, based on this understanding, we have the following understanding when it comes to Parshas Vayera by the Akedah. We know the pasuk says, Vayikra Abraham Shema Makom Ahu Hashem Yirah Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yirah Eh Beyomer Hayom Behar. It was said today is a mountain. Says the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk. What does this mean? Yomer Hayom. Says the Medrash, Vayares Hamakom Merachok. Abram Avinu comes and he sees the place from a distance. Shera'uhu Makom Velohar. He saw it as a Makom. He didn't see it as a mountain. He saw it only as a Makom. Why? Because it wasn't a mountain. Vispal Abram Avinu ki ein kvodah shemelech lishkoin be'emek. Rabbanu Shalom, I see that this is the place, what we call Har Maria. This is the place you want me to bring the Akedah, but it's not a mountain. Is this the cover of the Rabbanu Shalom for the Beis HaMikdash to be built in a valley, in a low place? That's not a covet of the Rabbanu Shalom for it to be Be'emek in a valley. V'nase on the spot, says the Medrash, at that point, Har HaMoriah becomes a mountain. That's Yomer Hayoyim, it was said today, Behar Hashem. Today it became a mountain, says the Medrash. Nimsa Shekodim Shenitna Ha'aretz La'Avram Avinu, says it doesn't matter. Before the land was given, before the mountain, the place, the area that the Beis HaMikdash would stand on was given to Avram Avinu, before that, it wasn't a mountain. It was just a regular valley. No one did Avodah Zarah in the valleys. No one's going to serve, bow down to a valley. So you don't have to worry. Lo Hamidu Shama Avodah Zarah. They kept Avodah Zarah on the highest, on the tallest places. They didn't keep it in the valley. So before Avram Avinu got to it, it was just a valley. We didn't have to worry about it becoming Avodah Zarah. V'ilu Acher Shanasahar. But then it became a mountain. Hayoim, today it became a har, became a mountain. Shum kfar huchzuku eretz Yisrael Avram v'lo yochlu lesor es har. At that point, the Rebbeinu Shem already had given eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. At that point, the Umas HaOlam didn't have the right to make it usher anymore to use it as Avodah Zarah. Ein adam oyser dover she'ena shelo. If Avram Avinu already owned it, someone else can't bow down to it because it doesn't make it Avodah Zarah. You can't bow down to my thing and make it usher on me. So therefore, before Avram Avinu got it, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, it was just a valley. Who's serving saying Avodah Zarah in the valley, says Reb Nosson Adler. After Avram Avinu got it, they could bow down to it all they want. It's still not becoming Avodah Zarah because it was already Avram Avinu's. Based on this, says Reb Nosson Adler, you understand the pasuk, a beautiful pasuk, in Tehillim, Perek, Kapitel, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Says the Pasuk, Im ete shanas le'enai, if I give sleep to my eyes, said Devar HaMelech, la'fapai tenuma, ad emtsa makom la'Hashem, until I could find a proper place to have the makom of the Hashem, the makom of Mikdash, where I could build the base of Mikdash, mishkanos la'avir Yaakov, v'haynu she'david yada she'kol ha'horim b'cheskes avodah zarah. Devar HaMelech says that I know all the mountains have been used in Avodah Zarah, and therefore I can't use a mountain to be the place of the Makom HaMikdash. Im etin shnasa einei la'afa by tenuma ad emtsa Makom HaShem. The only thing I could use, I can't use a mountain, vayaris ha-makom e-rachok. All I could see is a Makom. What's a Makom? A valley. I'm going to use a valley for the Makom HaMikdash, la'afa Yaakov, v'ayinu she'david yavada, David HaMelech nu, she'kol ha-horem b'cheskas avodah zarah, v'ne'asarim l'gavoa, v'alkein tzarech limtsa Makom HaShem. He said, I can't use the mountain because they're all b'cheskas avodah zarah. Comes the Navi, based on the Yerushalmi, comes the Navi and tells David HaMelech, no, there's one mountain which never became usher, never became used in Avodah Zarah, and therefore you don't have to worry about it, you could use it for the Makom HaMikdash. Yeah.